Hey everybody, this is Daryl with AfterBuzz TV. I was recently looking to buy a car and thought to myself, there has to be a better way. It's such a stressful process. That's when my friend told me about a new way to buy a car. It's called TrueCar.com. At TrueCar.com, you can actually see what others pay for the car you're looking for in your area, so you know when you're getting a great price. Because at TrueCar.com, you get a savings certificate, and you just take that savings certificate to a TrueCar.com certified dealer, so you don't need to worry about the hassle and anxiety of the old way to buy a car. And TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,000 off the MSRP. So seriously, if you're ready to buy a car, why wouldn't you go to TrueCar.com? Negotiation-free guaranteed savings, a hassle-free experience, and a TrueCar certified dealer that is committed to a new and better way to buy a car. Come on, save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show.
Nobody knows where they might end up. Nobody knows.
That's right. He's busting it out. Oh my god. Oh no, it's Steve Allen.
Sandra O.
Sandra O.
I'm so dumb.
Coming closer.
I know. Sandra O. Hey, you guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Hello, everyone. Jason J. Carter here. Hi, ladies.
Hi. How are you, Jason?
I'm good. And you are?
I'm Star Session.
Star has been on one tonight, you guys.
What?
Watch out. And hey, Kel. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Kelly, glad to have you back.
I'm glad to see you.
Real talk. I'm glad to have you both back. Yeah, because last week. And yeah, AfterBuzzers. Okay, so maybe I was on something last week.
He was by himself. Was missing us.
Well, a lot of people on Instagram and on YouTube were like, what was he, Carter, what were you thinking? No, Bailey was not trying to find a cure for AIDS. But it looked like she was trying to find a cure for AIDS. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you just gotta have fun. Right. Jason likes to have fun.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but now we're back in serious mode. So
okay,
here we go. So, roll call real quick. We got to say what's up to Selly Vlogs, Dynamite Jack, Talibatar, Call Me T, Alicia Harding, Tanja Bumbar, Kento 13, Kyle White, all of our wonderful, 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 wonderful Twitter followers. We love you. Thank you so much for everything you do and for keeping us up to date on what's going on in Grey's world before Thursday.
That's right.
Because, you know, the countdown for Grey's Day, it's not Thursday, it's Grey's Day. It starts on Sunday. So, yeah, you know, tonight's episode, people online before we watched were saying, oh, it was one of the best, you're going to cry, whatever, whatever. And I thought it was great. I think towards the end, it took a long time to get to the meat
of this episode. It took a long time to get to the juice of this episode.
Yes. So let's get into it.
I was pretty bored.
Okay, so
checking Facebook.
Right. I like posted a couple selfies on Instagram. I'm just kidding. But if they had a hidden camera inside the viewing bay, you would have seen us all on our phones. Like,
I was at one point we were like, we're not even really watching. I mean, it's just not keeping our attention.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is.
But
I don't know what
it was. The music though was great.
The music was fun.
Fantastic 80s covers. Mm-hmm. Tears for Fears, Madonna, Holiday. That was great.
I like it. Started off the episode that way with Yang. I love that song.
Yeah, it was a really good episode. So okay, let's dissect.
Okay,
the episode.
Ooh, not responsible. Call me.
What would you? No, you guys. What did you think, Kelly? What were you feeling tonight?
It was dragging a little. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were some good parts, but they were like flashes. It wasn't like drawn out.
Right.
I just was kind of bored.
Do you guys agree that there, I say this all the time, there normally is a consistency and, like, a synergy of all the scenes and the storyline happening in one episode that makes you, takes you on this journey. Every episode may have the same storyline going through it, but mm-hmm. you still feel like you went on this cathartic journey for every episode. I don't feel like that with the Grey's anymore. I feel like it jumps all around. There's too many frivolous parts to the train that could be deleted. Like, okay, the fighting parents.
Yeah, it, I mean, sorry.
Go for
it. No, it insinuated that the fighting was causing this heart failure.
And it's probably going to get to that next episode because they're going to stay around, right?
Yeah.
These patients.
It looks like it.
It was just a little weird. I mean, this episode didn't have that, like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? Can't wait to come back from that commercial break. Oh, my, you know, like, it didn't right. have those moments.
The
that,
commercials are far more exciting than some of the.
Yeah,
you know?
I would have to agree.
Well, I think one of the reasons why the parents are fighting is because they haven't found an on-call room to go get. You know, freaky.
To go get it on.
Yeah, they sometimes you need a release. You know, yeah.
That's a possibility, but yeah. I would have to say, like, with these parents fighting in front of these kids, how often does it really happen?
Right.
Is this really the cause of it? And if so, I mean, they did just have heart surgery, so any emotion with their heart is not good.
Not good, mm-hmm. exactly.
So that should have been. Cue number one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, now it looks like they're both rejecting the hearts, and it's just getting kind of crazy. And I was disappointed that we didn't get more into the what is really causing this. And it didn't even look like they were really investigating anymore.
Right. It was
no,
just,
they're just like...
They found the girl almost near dead, yeah. you know, and then that was it. Oh, we resuscitated her or whatever happened to her, and the end. You're right, Kelly. It's very surface, because if this was Grey's Anatomy season 6, they would have been like, these kids have this rare virus. It would have been more in-depth. It would have been, like, more intrigued, you know? But now it's just like, okay, her name is Sabine. Really weird name. You know, the husband is, you know, crazy, needs to watch his sports, and the kids have some kind of heart condition.
And
next.
I feel like that's the way it was with a lot of the patients, because even with the little boy, when he, you know, got out of the bubble, it was like really quick, and then he's back in and he's fine, and now he's got this truck with a camera.
Yeah.
You know, it just
or
didn't
the hearing
really
impaired.
Yeah.
Well, the hearing impaired, you know, was the catalyst for something that happens later on with Draperl, which
That seemed to come out of nowhere. Too.
Yeah, I mean, I think they were like pushing a little bit, like, okay, this is what's going to happen now. They're going to start fighting about her faith. Like, here we go again. Are we really doing this? Are we
right.
really doing this? Like, I was disappointed.
Yeah, I was like, they're going to fight about the food. You know, like, there was more yeah. important things to fight about with that. And she really got upset. She really went there. Maybe she was on surfing the Crimson Wave. You
yeah.
know?
Like, clueless.
You know what I'm saying? She could have been.
No, that's what I, because it kind of came out of nowhere where it was just like, I have those moments too where I just pick a fight for no reason. Like,
we
you
know.
Know what I mean? Hello.
We were in the room
tonight,
Star. I mean,
she went from this kid, you know, this deaf child not wanting the parents not wanting the implant, to all of a sudden her faith is ridiculous. Like,
I know.
It went from there to there.
Projection city.
Yeah, like, projecting.
It was like, hold up.
I mean, of course this all stems from the fact that they signed the prenup a few weeks ago. And when the mom was like, have you guys thought about these things? This is where it all stems
yeah.
from.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's just still really insecure about it and doesn't know where they stand when it comes to their religion and things like that.
Well,
and I think it's important to talk about, but I don't think it's, I mean, you've already made the commitment.
Right.
Stick through it. Hopefully his faith will turn for you and just give it time.
You're surgeons, mm-hmm. for Christ's sake. Like, you have the mental faculties to work to save people's lives. You don't have the mental faculties to figure that out. And furthermore, if I was married to Jackson and I said, and, you know, I had to sign a prenup. As long as I'm fed and taken care of and live in a nice place, that's cool. I mean, I got my own money. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and you're looking into those eyes, you could just say thank you,
right,
Jesus.
You know? Hallelujah.
By yourself.
Yes, yeah. sir. Yes, God. You know? Like,
if the rapture comes, you're just going to be seeing him. See you later.
Star. After Buzzer Star, I told you. Star is in rare form tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what happened. We go away for a week. She comes back a new woman.
She's the only one that gets saved.
Kelly comes back a new woman. She's like, you know, screw all y'all. You guys are not getting on the arc.
The eclipse happened. Yeah.
I know. You're a vampire. So.
I don't like that. She's always, and this is one thing that I've had a problem with their whole relationship, because this whole thing with the faith and all of that, this is not a new argument for them.
Yeah,
this
did you not figure it out?
You know, getting replayed, and she keeps accusing him of things, and that's, I don't like how that's the way she's coming at him
right.
with it.
Very
because
unnecessary.
If you you know, when you're really strong in what you believe and all that, you shouldn't be mad at somebody for not believing the same. Like, he respects what she's saying. Right. He's not, you know, until she really drags it out of him and, you know, antagonizes him, does he say something ugly.
Right.
But he's not, like, going at her, making fun of her. He's not doing things like that.
She's prodding and poking all the time.
Prodding and poking.
Yeah, yeah. Clearly. And
just to change his answer. It's like, you're not, that's not how it's going to happen.
I mean, I have to relate. I can totally relate. Period. Because when it comes down to it, I'm marrying a man that's not completely Christian. I go to church every Sunday. He comes with me. But in the end, he doesn't always... he doesn't believe.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's just skeptical about it. It's about... I guess if it was Avery, it's like about the medicine.
Right.
Like,
more scientific
about what's going
on. More tangible, real facts.
In the real world. And it's hard. And it's hard. And it can become a fight. Because I'm like, what'd you learn on Sunday? You know, what? We try to talk about faith and we can have great conversations, but they're not fighting well. You know, they're not having a good discussion.
Their dialogue is very one-sided.
As a couple. Because, you know, me and my fiance, we're fine talking about it. And we move past it. And hopefully, I just pray for him. You know, like, I don't have pity.
Let it go.
I just pray for him, but I don't have pity on him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Apparently, the rapture's coming. He ain't
gonna make
it. The
rapture's coming. You're not making it.
You're on your ass. Yo ass.
But that's the thing that's sad, too, is the fact that she says she pities him.
Right.
And it's one thing to feel for someone and one thing to say, I want you to believe like me so we can share in the same thing. Mm-hmm. But just I feel like the way she puts it is very ugly versus the way he comes at her because he doesn't.
He's not aggressive with it.
And
to add to what you just said about how you and your fiance talk about it, because you guys love each other, you're willing to compromise in the sense of, baby, you can feel how you want. I'm strong in my faith, but I'm not going to judge you for not being on the same page with me, but you can walk in the knowledge together. Doesn't mean we have to agree, but as long as you support me in that.
And all I ask is you come to church with me every Sunday. I just want someone to sit next to me in church on Sunday, and hopefully you'll get a message from it, hopefully not.
Right. And
but
I'm
not forcing you to change.
Right.
Because I'm not in the business of changing people.
And
God,
it should be
knows.
A discussion.
Right.
Not just... You know, you think I'm ridiculous because I believe this and you don't believe it. And I feel sorry for you because you have to, you only believe things you see. I don't like that that's how she's going about
it. Like,
she's always been so freaking whiny when
right.
it comes
yeah.
to that. And it just
that's the true Christian in her.
I don't
stop.
I wish they would fight about other things. I wish they'd fight about like lack of sex or, you know, maybe his breath smells or he's a sleep farter or something,
but
you know?
But it's have a discussion.
Real issues.
Real issues. The real issues in a relationship. You know, but yeah, and another thing about this episode that was kind of weird too. Well, actually, it wasn't weird, but it was like, okay, Calzona, and I know Dynamite Jack. She was like, "You better be Calzona strong tonight," and I was. I thought I will never ever be a fan of Arizona because she's already like that ship has sailed and sunk many seasons ago. But I'm glad that I liked the way they flipped the coin to see who's going to carry the baby, and then she's like, "No, you're going to carry it."
Yeah.
That was cute. I thought that the moments they have now are more believable. I do wish that the house you live in should not be ratchet.
We're gonna need like to flip that house Bravo
right.
style.
Yeah,
like
okay.
Can we get it together?
It's like in Van Nuys, you know, above Victory. You're like, no.
Not even believable. I mean, I'm with you on this episode. It was really cute with them, but it felt really forced. I don't know if the acting was off tonight.
Everything
like
felt forced
their
tonight.
Chemistry wasn't really there when it came down to it, but I don't know. It just felt kind of corny. Like, okay, you do it. No, you do it. Okay. You know, like,
Nothing. The only, I would say the only.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
They're going to have a baby again,
right.
hopefully.
Right. Oh, and they miss Mark.
Oh, I know.
That was sad.
Never throw that in all ridiculous.
They miss Mark.
Yeah, they do miss Mark.
Yeah. Well, I have some news and gossip in regards to Shiler Lee and Mark later on.
He's going to come back as an angel.
I know. He's going to, you know. Mark, is that you? But yeah, that was another weird part. And the interns, we can skip over the interns. Sorry, AfterBuzz. There's nothing exciting about the interns. However,
what happened with the interns?
Nothing. We do have to talk about.
Well, Leah, she almost killed that woman.
But she's.
That's Leah for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I will say.
No, she didn't. But like that happened so quick. You guys explain. Okay, so he wanted suction or he wanted to clean the
That's
wound.
That's when
she grabbed the clamp. Like, what happened?
Clamp, you know, push one, Vicro. I don't even know.
I don't know if she, like, touched something. We were all Facebooking, let's be honest.
That's when you know that you look, okay, you know when you're enthralled and really into it, that's when you get all the details. No, there was nothing going on there. But I will say that Stephanie Edwards' hair was bomb. Free was not back.
Star has her free tonight.
And Jerrica Hinton, if you are listening or watching, please come back on the show. I have tweeted you. I have texted you. I've called you. I guess you're not my friend anymore on Facebook either. So, we love you. You look amazing this season. Getting rid of Jackson was the best thing that ever happened to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so the entrance is not cool. And Bailey. Okay, so Bailey, explaining the process of how she's going to save little Brayden was cool, you know, because even she was like, look, I know y'all ain't getting this, and I'm sure she was thinking...
Well, I'm still like, you give my son HIV. With mama.
You give my son HIV.
You can explain it 12 different ways. You give my son HIV. Just say yes or fucking or no. Oh. I got crazy.
Whoa.
Beep.
Whoa.
There's a delay on this, right?
I tell you, you're a new woman this week, Star. Long hair, don't care. But she explained it as, you know, the AIDS virus or HIV is of, you know, it mutates, there's all this thing. She's going to find a way to stop the mutation and take the hat off. And then, you know, all this stuff. And I was like, you go ahead, scientist.
Give it my son HIV.
Go, gadget scientist. And they were even looking at her like, girl, what? Like, what'd you say, girl? What?
They're like, we trust you. Like, that's what you know, like, uh-uh.
No.
Because you can't even sue after that. Right. You're like, we trust you.
Well, they have been shooting up all those hot drugs because, like, they were too happy about it. Like, okay, well, you know, just give me HIV. Let us know how it goes.
Let us know.
Yeah,
that,
weird.
That kid is really cute, though. He's really cute.
He's adorable.
He's so adorable. And he made a friend with that little, the girl with the heart problem. Yeah. That was a really cute little moment. No?
Well, with the car. Yeah. I had a car. The camera. Remember those had camera cars, too.
Yeah, but you didn't have a GoPro on top of it.
Nope, did not. We're poor. So
GoPro wasn't even out. That could have been your out.
Sandra Oh. I'm really happy that they are doing what they're doing for her departure, and I'm reading on the blogs and online about, you know, what's coming up. No one knows what's going to happen, how she's going to go, or what Isaiah Washington's going to do. So let's stop speculating, okay? We don't know.
We really don't know.
I would know. I don't know. So, but I'm glad that tonight we see her practicing her speech and getting ready to go to the award ceremony. But the kids got sick and she was going to stay? Did I miss that? What was up with that?
Who are we talking about?
Sandra,
she was practicing her speech. Remember, she got left because she was supposed to go to the bar with Meredith, but Meredith got stuck with the patient because Dr. Weber kind of, like, you know, left it on her. Mm-hmm. And then Alex was working, everybody was working that she wanted to hang out with. So she got stuck at the hospital. So she was standing outside. She saw the whole fight go down. She was just trying to kind of calm them down as she's practicing her speech because she didn't have anybody else to hang out with.
Right.
And then that's when things kind of took a turn for the worse. She kind of got sucked into that. And, of course, she's, you know, dedicated to those kids, which is great. And so, you know, all of a sudden the flight doesn't matter and, you know, all of that.
Well, do you want to touch on the awards?
Yeah.
You might as well.
She explained that really well.
Well, yeah, you know, she doesn't win. She doesn't win the Harper Avery.
I'm glad she didn't win.
Yeah.
I thought that would have been, like, leading
up to it, I was like, didn't even think that there was an option. I thought she won. You know what I mean? But I forget it's a nominee. I forget it's all of that until that moment right before. And that's when I was like, she's not going to win it. She's not going to win. Mm-hmm. It didn't even hit me until that moment.
Not to do a prediction right now, but I feel that could be probably the catalyst for why she's leaving is because maybe she's...
Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that one. When you said that, I was like, I completely can see that.
People have epiphanies. Have you ever in your life been...
Uh-uh.
No, but seriously.
People have epiphanies. And mine is the right one.
No, it's the truth, though, guys. I'm serious. Come on. Go with me on this journey.
No.
It happened.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, where you wake up one day and you're like, you know, what I'm doing isn't working. And then all of a sudden you figure out, you go through this process of, why have I been doing this? And
I've done that 3 times already.
Today. Oh, okay. Star hate girl.
I'm like, what is happening?
I know. You just like to come out of the bus. But, you know,
I've had 3 epiphanies.
No, I had 4 before I came. They're so good. But I think that the way they're writing for Christina's departure is wonderful, that it's going to be a realistic departure. I just hope, honestly, that she doesn't die. As much as I love...
Didn't they already say they weren't killing her?
Every single blog is recycling the same thing that she said towards the beginning of the season, where she would love to come back, meaning she doesn't want to be killed off the show. Mm. So every blog is, like, re-saying it, like,
12 different ways, but right. we don't know. Like, that was yeah. just Christina's way of covering her ass on being like, right. don't kill me off the show.
Because I might want to come back. Because I might want to come back. Like Katherine Heigl.
Yeah, like, yeah. I feel like that's the spin on what's going on with that, like, one quote she said back in the day. And now it's like, mm-hmm. everyone is speculating that she won't get killed. So,
yeah.
I'm going to be devil's advocate.
Well, I mean, if she does, it better not be another plane crash or shooting or...
Oh,
I
thought it was... kidnapped.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be something... unique. At least that we haven't seen.
Or she dies in her sleep. That'd be amazing if she dies in her sleep.
Well, when she was heading
to an aneurysm.
Oh. Yeah, or something, you know. Or a heart attack. I mean, she's a cardiothoracic surgeon. The irony.
Oh my gosh. It's like Paula Deen getting like diabetes.
Or dying from too much macaroni and cheese. Listen, hey, go to iTunes and tell us how you feel. Rate us, comment, tell a friend. You know, we love hearing from you. I get a kick out of reading your comments because you guys go in.
Yeah, good
times. You
know,
sometimes you're a little scared. And you have some things to say, but you know, it's a free country, so if you want, you get brave behind a keyboard. Mm-hmm. but no, really, we love hearing from you guys. That's our role here at AfterBuzz. I don't know. Okay, I do think that her leaving the show, because I feel like Alex wants to leave too.
Oh, no. Alex is going to get that spinoff
They're
show.
They're trying to do that spinoff.
Why would they do that?
I actually think it might be kind of fun to watch.
Really?
Karev's yeah. been getting a lot of publicity in the blogs these days.
But he's a...
And I feel like that's the reason.
Center around guys. Something different, which is, you know, what we talked about the last time.
I know, but I think... It you can't do that though.
Yeah,
you,
yes. Christina, after a season that's gone that far, we already know it's kind of going to be a flop. It was kind of cool when the spinoff happened in the middle, like right as it was like blooming. What's the spinoff?
Private Practice.
Mm-hmm. When that happened, that was like right at the beginning of Grey's, and it was like, ooh, this
that
could
was
be
six
good.
Seasons, right? And we loved Addison. We wanted more of her.
We want more of her, and we thought it would be good. Now I feel like it's like. It's dying down, and it needs to just die.
Like American Idol, just die, you know.
But die, like kill me softly.
Right, have a fantastic, go big Oprah style, go out with the bang, you know. It should be so.
I think it would be fun if they spun it off into a completely different type of show. Like, if it wasn't
it's definitely gonna be
drama. If it was more like a dramedy, a little bit more comedy to it. I think it could
see
be kind of fun.
Being funny.
But the branding of mm-hmm. Grey's Anatomy, and Karev's is so synonymous with that. You know,
we'll
I don't
just leave it behind.
Yeah, I well. Mm.
But I think could be kind of interesting. I mean, not like funny. I mean, obviously his character going over and all the turmoil and like all that. But this is such a different life for him, and
right.
you know, just different. Things, different worries, and it's I mean, more it's, leisurely.
I'm all for the
it's not
going to
be a Modern Family. Let's be
well,
yeah.
well no, no.
well, I'm I mean, all for the
just not
of it.
The hardcore people drowning and shooting and dying. Like not that dramatic.
Maybe it'll be like
a
the private
lighter
private practice where like the girls want like boob jobs and they he
like
comes
nip
in.
Tuck.
And,
like nip
yeah.
tuck.
Well, he's not a plastic surgeon though. He's a pediatrician.
So kids come in.
A pediatric surgeon.
Okay, well, that's yeah. not fun. I was yeah. thinking, like, the ladies would spice it up, but I guess with no. kids, you brought it back down. Boring.
Yeah. The thing is that I'm all for the development of Karev having this new life and finally winning and, you know, being important and doing wonderful
things.
You
can't really win all the time, but a little
yeah,
bit.
But
yeah.
I think a spinoff would not be good for the brand of Grey's Anatomy. Not to be all technical, but just to keep authenticity of the show.
It
won't work. Hell, bring back Katherine Heigl. That'll be loads of fun. Long time coming. You know, seeing Meredith and Owen there, because she didn't want Owen to go with her to the award show, which is weird.
She wanted to go by herself.
She just...
Loner. Yeah, boring. Weird.
Well, I mean, I go to movies by myself.
I've gone to lunch
too.
Like,
I actually really like it.
That's way better than going with other... Well, certain people.
Yeah.
But I prefer to eat and go to movies by myself. Yeah, so I can understand why Yang would want to go to this award ceremony, but it was nice to see.
No, this is an award ceremony. Going to a movie and having your alone time is one thing, but like, and accepting an award, that's a little, like, odd.
But no, it's not, because some people, some stars, some people want to realize.
Especially because the kids know that she's all braggy in her speech, so she wants to brag in front of all of her colleagues. Of course she does.
Well, they know she's the business.
Well, but maybe she was. You know, maybe she wanted that outside attention that she was getting, and then as she was getting it, so she was able to brag to strangers. And it's a little bit different.
I feel like she was just it's kind of getting nostalgic a little bit. And right. she's like, you guys are just so busy. It's fine. I could do it on my own. She's just trying to be her own woman. But I think deep down inside, her character, if I'm reading into it, character development, that she really wants him there. Like, clearly she does.
Yeah, which she finally, you know, calls and says as much at the end. But do you think it could have been a little bit, too, that she didn't want to lose in front of them because she doesn't like to be a loser?
That's what I was thinking, too. Well, it doesn't matter. She lost in front of them.
Well, yeah, but that could have been the hesitation, too.
But then you have your support group to be like, you're the bomb, girl.
Yeah, but she's never really welcomed that with open arms. It's been kind of forced on her. A little bit more now, because since her character's a little softer. But
she did look fantastic.
Yeah. With her updo, I was like, updo. She had an updo.
What was that? Meredith's hair looked a little crazy.
I know. Meredith, I don't know.
It kind of like she had a bob cut, but then it was like an up.
Meredith looked like she had a bump it, a side bump it.
I liked it. Y'all are crazy.
No. I liked it. It was just kind of, it was like,
I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I don't know what it was either. I know. I totally liked it. Like, I was feeling that. It was different.
And Debbie Allen. I don't know.
Was that a coat dress?
That was a coat dress.
I like that.
To hide all that, but dunk it, dunk. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
But I love that look, that slow-mo look before she lost. Like when they were just waiting in the waiting area. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh.
But to be nominated, here's the thing about Debbie Allen. To be nominated for an award. Honor. Yeah. No, and not so much an honor, but. I mean, it is an honor, of course, but just to be amongst...
Not really an honor.
I was thinking more. Okay, go.
But, I mean, too, Christina is one of the greats. Mm-hmm. You know, and she has been... Her leaving the show for me is sad because she's been a pillar. Like, you can't have Meredith without Yang. You can even get rid of Derek and I wouldn't care. But to get rid of, to have Christina, Christina's one of my favorite, probably my favorite character. And just the yin and yang of her and Meredith.
You thought you were clever. You were like, look at me.
Clever. No, I'm serious.
I heard you say that a few times.
But it's the truth, though. They're so opposite and they're so different. And even for next week, we dance it out. And all these iconic, wonderful things about Grey's that are just so...
Well, they were definitely the heart of the show. Yeah. And it was centered around them and their friendship for a long time.
She's probably like, good riddance.
Bye, bitch.
She's like tweeting pictures like, oh, I'm so sad. But she's like, I gotta go. I'm like, she's stuck in that character. Like, I feel like Yang is a great actress and I think she's gonna do a lot of great things in the future. And in the end, God does things for a reason. Thank you, Jesus. Just kidding.
Yeah, I know.
Even watching the clips for the preview, you know,
it's cute back in time. Yeah. Sorry, I cut you off. What were you going to say?
Nothing, Star.
Star's on one today.
But I don't know. It's her final episode, and
next week.
Yeah, I hope. Here's the thing: if it's not epic, monumental, life changing, I will graze. I don't know. AfterBuzz, I'll be back next season. I don't know.
Oh my goodness!
And I mean that 199% because this show has been and still the number one show on ABC, beyond the other Shonda one.
Well, didn't they sign on for like two more seasons?
Right, two more seasons. But
could they sign on for two more seasons and then be wrapped?
Well, yeah, it depends on...
Well, if it gets canceled, yeah.
Yeah, if ABC said... But ABC's not going to cancel Grey's.
Yeah.
No, where else could they go?
Nowhere.
Like, what else is going to happen here? We're going to get another Calzona kid. You know, Alex could possibly take off, and maybe we'll see into his new private practice office.
He comes back.
Or he'll still be moonlighting, double agent.
He'll be back, Karev. No one escapes Seattle Grace Mercy West, that hospital.
What else are they gonna do? What's Owen gonna do? He obviously is not gonna get another relationship. That already burned.
Maybe, I don't know. But you know what? They'll bring in, because when Izzy left, they brought on Teddy. You know, they bring in these new people to I don't know, take the place of maybe people that leave. And then normally, like Teddy, Kim Raver and Teddy was a great character for Grace. I wish she would have stayed on because. Yeah. She was, you know, the acting was great, but who knows what'll happen? It's just, and I never in a million years thought I would be talking about the departure of one of the originals.
The OGs.
I want to address one of the tweets real quick. Call me T. She's saying that I always sound like I just don't like April. And let me clarify, there are I like her character when she's not with Jackson. There's just something about the way she handles the fight, the fighting and standing her ground that comes off to me as very whiny and accusatory versus really believing what she's saying and having a discussion. So I feel like it's really immature the way she handles it, and that's what bothers me. It's not that I don't like her.
Right.
I mean, I like Heppner a lot.
Yeah.
I just
when she first came on the show, I absolutely didn't like her.
When she was like annoying and like
all of that. But then, you know, we grew with her and I got to really like her. And I want her to be more confident in what she's saying because she's, you know, she says these things with so much conviction and all of that. But yet, when she doesn't want to have a discussion about it, you can't.
Well, she
you can't
knew
discuss
she
anything with her.
She right. pitied Avery tonight.
Yeah, it's like if
she
you
knew.
Don't, if you don't, which she was right, absolutely. But with her. There's no talking it out. If you don't agree with me, then, you know, you just hate me and you don't get me.
Yeah.
There's no discussion.
Do you think she pitied him because he wasn't going to make it through the rapture?
Yeah,
exactly. Or she pitied him because he had nothing to believe in.
Well, because, if I have faith in stuff, and, I mean, I'm sure you guys do too, and whatever. So it's when you... It's like not believing the wind because you can't see it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like that thing. That it's like, oh, you have no imagination. Like, you can't... Everything has to be proven to you, and that's a little sad, I think, is the way that she meant it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go beyond what you see. You can't dig any deep. You can't go deeper. It's very on the surface for you.
Because the imagination part of life is just so much more fun sometimes.
Yeah.
Than just being, like, so straight edge and, like, having facts. Like, that kind of a person, I would never marry. But mm-hmm. I would have saw those signs way
yeah,
ahead of time.
I mean,
yeah,
she's got.
You gotta have
issues.
A little imagination. Woo! You gotta work with me.
No, I would have. Yeah. I would have ran far from her. I mean, the minute she would have like told her the Bible, I'd be like, "Girl, it's a wrap." But you know, faith is one of those things that makes or breaks a lot of relationships.
Well, what I'm saying is like, she has
figure
good
it out before.
Points. She has good points. I just wish she would discuss it with him versus talking at him and treating it like
it was all like over the top. Like first of all, it should have been like. Let's talk about this tomorrow. Second of all, should have been like, you know what I mean? Like, it just escalated, like, to a different level that's, like, not even...
it starts out that she's telling him how to spend his money. Now, all of a sudden, she's getting onto him for, you know, the way he handled the deaf family. And then, all of a sudden, she's
then
ridiculous.
The truth really comes out.
Yeah. So, it just was... But it was poking and prodding and all that
right.
instead of having a grown-up discussion
like,
about
hey,
it.
You know what? I feel...
Mm-hmm.
Over dinner. And then it could have just been, like, soft.
Yeah.
You know? But...
Yeah.
That's not how she rolls.
No. But that's just a thing that just shows the immaturity of them, though. It's
while you
not
brushing your teeth, I'm
going to know each other.
And that's another thing. I don't understand how people brush their teeth like that and then talk. Because when I brush my teeth like that, I have foam everywhere. Like, I never got that in TV shows. Like, do you not use toothpaste? Are you just like, you know?
Sometimes people just like to brush after they gargle. I don't know. I was doing a stretch.
Okay, really? You were. That was a stretch. That's all right.
So okay. There's, like, nothing going on in there?
Yeah,
but I don't know. But April, I need you to grow up, girl, a little bit. Have a conversation. Work some crap out.
Yeah.
Like, you're married now.
Right.
Now it's time to get
put your
you
put
know.
Your big girl panties on.
So they're getting a divorce for the finale. Like,
yeah.
No. No running away either when
you
you're
know,
married.
See,
work that shit out.
Here's the thing. You know, Jackson didn't want the crazy black chick, so he settled for the Bible thumping white girl. And look what happened to you, dog. Look what happened to you.
Oh, no.
You know, you didn't want the
you're
fried
get
chicken.
Hate mail.
You wanted.
You better stop it right now.
You wanted
now.
The turkey and gravy.
You better stop it right now.
Anyways, that's tonight's episode, you guys. Really not much of, you know, very weird episode, but still great. Standout things, Yang's, the closing monologue and opening monologues are always fantastic with Meredith.
Mm-hmm.
Another standout scene was when she didn't win the award because you really saw it take her breath away.
Yeah.
And her being like, oh.
Yeah.
Like,
and then you gotta applaud. Oh, that awkward moment.
Yeah,
when you're like,
happened to me, 10th grade talent show. I thought I won. Two Jasons competed.
I think you told this story too.
Well, I was watching
on air.
Video the other day, just for the hell of it. I was like, I thought I won.
That's a funny
and
one.
And not to make it all about me, I know, I'm sorry, the viewer is most important, but you guys, I'm serious. I was like, I won.
Braggy.
Yeah, nope, I show didn't win. The violinist won.
Oh, talent.
My other favorite scene, though, was when Owen and Meredith were at the table when she walked in. I love that.
Yeah,
that was my
good.
Favorite scene of the night.
What?
When Owen and Meredith were
at the table.
Did they, like, teleport? Go, gadget, teleport.
Yes.
Oh, at the table waiting at the for
waiting
the speech.
Waiting at the speech,
sorry.
Yeah.
Slow the uptake.
Because, you know, Boston, there's connecting flights and things to get there mm-hmm. the same day.
No, earlier in that day, she told him, like, hey, can you watch the kids today? So she took that flight and was there for the evening gala. Do you see how that worked out?
I could have sworn she was in the hospital the same day. Oh, because it was the next day where they were overnight and she
came
to work.
No, it was in the morning. You take that morning flight and you get there for the 6 p.m.
Yeah, I don't do
it. It worked out.
Yeah,
it worked
out. She was there for her friend with the weird hairdo.
I liked her hairdo. It was just different.
It was an updo.
Updo with the flap to the side. It was kind of like a toupee flap. Like,
I would love for them to give Meredith like a weave down her butt. Ooh. Just like, you know, like long hair, don't care. You know, just...
Ba-ba-boom, full.
Yeah, just, you know, or a new color. What they should have did for Yang, and I'm sad that the hair... They never gave her a straight... Brazilian blowout, or that would have been hot on Yang.
It probably under the lights like frizzes up in 2.5 seconds. Yeah, they probably have tried it and never made it that far.
I mean, the most we've gotten from Yang is a cute bun or a sexy ponytail with the, you know, with the bubble, the girl thing. Mm-hmm. That was really cute. But I would have loved to have seen Yang with maybe like a side 80s pony, you know?
Oh my gosh.
Mariah Carey glitter style, just like, you know, hey, I'm here to do surgery. Hey.
Absolutely not.
What is with us tonight? Okay, anyways. Well, but
what's with you?
I know, on a scale from 1 to 10, I would say tonight's episode was definitely probably 7. And the music was fantastic.
Music was good. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorite 80s songs, Everybody Wants to Rule the World from Tears for Fears. I don't know who covered it. Let me know. Hit me up on Twitter because I need it in my life now.
Ooh.
Need it in my life now. So let's move on to AfterBuzz TV News.
What you got, Jay? What you got?
Yeah, so I was... actually, someone online sent me a tweet about Charlotte Lee and how she...
Oh, yeah, I sent it to you.
Yeah, thank you, Star.
Hello.
And how about
my news and gossip.
Yeah, well, would you like to?
Go for it.
No, go ahead.
No, go for it.
Tonight, you
somebody
have just been...
read it.
She talked about how being on Grey's Anatomy was hard, and she doesn't regret leaving the show at all because being on Grey's took away a lot of time from her family, and that was more important to her. And she said... adamantly in the article that no, it's not, you know, a read on the writers or doing or anyone that works on the show, just that she was somewhat unhappy doing Grey's because she felt her family was more important. And she's also a very religious or walks in faith. Mm-hmm. So crazy. See, I wonder if things in Shondaland are really as happy as they seem, because if sometimes we hear about people that have been on these shows talking about how, you know, it's very demanding, it's not as...
Well,
wonderful.
I mean, it just comes down to when you're on set, you never know what the day is going to take.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, she made great points in that article. She would shoot, like, a scene late at night, and she would have to be there for 14-hour days. And so right. It just takes a toll on, like, what's more worth it, that scene or missing your kid's soccer game. So, right. That, I mean, that's up to the person. And right. This is the field you chose, and you only get to work how many months out of the year? Like, you right. Get all this time off. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
But she has a new show coming up. I don't know, but it's coming out soon, so look out for her.
Or they probably just didn't like her on set. That's why they killed her the way they did.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to drop a plane on you, ho. We got your number. Yeah, I guess we'll move to predictions. Can you imagine? You're like, don't
and
kill
now,
me that way.
You're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
I would want to say if I was on Grey's Anatomy and I was an actor, I would not want them to kill me violently. I want to die like a shocking death, but not to the point of where it's like, like in my sleep or, you know.
Well, I don't want to die like Mousy and like not be memorable.
Or like, yeah. Or,
how about a tree through your window?
That'd be amazing. Or George, pretty dope.
Yeah.
The way they got rid of him was, you know, bomb.com.
You are not coming back ever.
No, you are done.
There's no chance.
So,
an angel.
Well, true.
Everyone comes back as an angel.
Well, yeah, that whole Denny.
Which was the best storyline ever. Yeah.
Loved it. Okay, what's your prediction?
Like I said earlier today in the episode, I think that her not winning the Harper Avery is going to be the catalyst for her leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to realize that surgery, because Christina Yang, for a while, throughout all of her trials and tribulations and everything, her PTSD and after the plane crash, had tried to walk away from surgery, but she always came back to it. And those are some pretty dire things to happen to somebody.
Right.
But I think this, the pinnacle of your career, a very important, you know, that could define your career, your legacy, and being that close to it and not getting it could destroy someone. Ego, self-esteem. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what's going to... I'm hoping that's what happens.
Okay.
That's really dramatic.
Wow. Well, I mean, because that is more believable than surviving a plane crash or all those other things that have happened to them, you know? Mm-hmm. That could happen to any one of us, being very close to our dreams, a role, a gig, and then, you know, that one shot, and then it not coming. You work so hard for this because nothing in life is guaranteed, and this industry is so fickle that you're just like, you know, screw it. Mm-hmm. I've given my all for what? You know, for what?
Well, I predict that since Scandal is going on hiatus, that Shonda will have a little bit more time on Grey's to give us a little bit more Scandal in this show to keep us wanting to watch more, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Because it's getting just a little, like, lackluster.
Surface, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe she needs just a little break and a little time to, like, give us what we want.
To water her spiritual garden.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
Kelly?
I don't know. I don't really have any predictions, really. It's just kind of, you know, I don't know. It seems like it's going to go in a very, very familiar way. There's going to be the tension with April and Jackson. We'll go through all of that. You know, maybe it won't be so. Maybe there'll be some tension with Calzona to figure out who's going to father this child. Are they going to do, you know, the artificial insemination? They can find somebody they know again. What's going to happen?
Did Mark put some of his sperm on, like, spermer bank?
Ooh.
Or in the fridge?
In the fridge.
Ooh. Did Bailey freeze it?
Weird.
Who knows? There you guys go. Well, as always, thank you so much. Sorry for watching. Until next time, I'm Jason J. Carter. You can find me on Twitter at JDC Forever, at the SayWhatWebShow.com, and also at the Jason Carter fan page on Facebook.
And I'm Star Session. You can find me on all social media outlets at StarSession.
And you can find me at Kelly with an IE079.
Guys, have a fantastic week and a beautiful weekend. See you next week.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.